Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 315, part 1, Mistakes. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Tonight's message is entitled, Mistakes. Psalm 39, I said, I will take heed to my ways. I said, we say a lot of things. I said this and I said that and we say this and so on. What's David saying? He's saying, I resolve, I will keep still. Then he goes on, I will not sin with my tongue. Easier said than done. See, only grace can keep our mouths shut when we've been wounded somehow. Or that we're in a corner or we're fearful. And so I say, never say, I will go here and there and I shall not sin. No, don't say that. There's so many self-righteous say, well, I just won't do that, and I won't do this, and so on, huh? Well, Bible says, be careful when you think ye stand, lest ye fall. And anyway, no one is so out of danger of sinning as to boast of security. And there's a lot of secret sins. We don't even know we're committing them. We're doing them every day. And so many know everything about God's will, they just sort of command it to be so. I'll tell you something, the road down here is very miry. It'll be hard to walk it without soiling your spiritual garments. I mean, when you're living in a mud hole, some of it's going to get on you. Are you hearing this? You're in this world, you're not of it, but you're in it. And so we're talking about mistakes. Well, the mistakes. And now on TV, you're seeing everybody bringing up everybody's mistakes. Religious and otherwise. Colonel North. Now we had Bork, and now Ginsburg. It seems that several years back he smoked marijuana or something like that at a party. I mean, well, he said that was a mistake. And I wondered, while all of these people were sitting there, how many of them were mistakeless? Bush. They're bringing up all each one's mistakes. Well, people do make mistakes, don't they? Do we have any mistakeless people listening on the radio today? Or any among us that never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever has made a mistake or says they never will? No, this is a world of mud. And you really have to watch it if in handling it you are to keep your hands clean. You work with it on your jobs all of the time. You're amongst it all the time, wherever that you may go. And don't get too concerned if you get a little bit on you. You spiritual giants listening on the radio now. See, there is a robber at every turn, a temptation at every moment. You ever been tempted to get mad? Some people are tempted to get mad all the time. Born mad, born to be mad. Sometimes they use that as an excuse not to do anything. Well, I'm mad today, I'm not going to do anything. Well, there is a snare in every joy. And when we reach heaven, it will be completely, entirely because of God's grace. No other way, because we all make mistakes. And let me say it again. Is there anyone here that has not made a mistake? That'd be a mistake for you to say so. No, I think there are a lot of Norris and Ginsburgs and Borks and Bushes and Reagans and... Well, all of us, high and low, make mistakes. Well, be on guard. When a man you see carries dynamite, he should stay clear of matches. Are you hearing this? And so you too must be careful that you enter not into temptation. Because everything in this world is geared to ruin your witness. Did you know that? And Satan will use everything he can to ruin your witness. Now, maybe even some of your Christian friends would like to see your witness ruined. Well, they're just in the mud hole with the rest of us. Once in a while, when they're slopping around down there, a little spills over and it gets on people. Are you hearing this? How many are hearing it? The Bible says we must pray without ceasing and constantly look to Jesus. Well, of course, if there's pride in a good witness, and there's a lot of people who take pride, I have such a great witness. You know what? Pride cometh before the fall. Saw Satan fell. I have a good witness. I just don't enter into those. Hey, don't boast in that. And so it says, be. I think I should mention the closer and closer that we get to the end, the more you're going to see this kind of treatment on TV. And how many know what I'm talking about? TV, people making mistakes from the president on down. And they get into childish things. Well, you did this when I was 21, huh? And they get into all these things and go way back. That was a very good year, huh? Well, it wasn't a very good year if they put it on TV. And so now we have Ginsburg, and he's really having a time up there. He made a mistake several years ago, but nevertheless. And so you see, you don't dare expose yourself unnecessarily. You need to guard your self-respect. And so if you must expose yourself, take a shield. Well, sometimes it's a choice you have to take between God and being popular. And so you're going to get some mud on yourself. Well, maybe they just sling some at you. I don't know. There's a lot of mud slinging going on. And there it says, therefore take heed to thy ways and watch unto prayer. No man ever fell into error through being too watchful. And so may the Holy Spirit guide us, and He will in this end time. It's getting to where you're going to have to trust in God, because there's very, very few people you're going to be able to trust in. And so be watchful, it says, and let the Holy Spirit guide us in all of our ways, and watch unto prayer. Well, I hear someone on the radio saying, sounds like we should go through life making no mistakes. No. No, but I am wanting you to recognize we fight a real foe. And to just, in general, admit that you make mistakes, and then it isn't a great big blast when it comes along. And so let's minister on the mistakes people make. I think there are only two classes of people who never ever make mistakes, and they are the dead ones and those then that are unborn. Maybe you made a mistake on your job and it got pointed out, or maybe you got called in the office. Or liars or self-righteous ones. But let me tell you something. Mistakes are an inevitable part of the greatest gift given to man. That is the individual freedom of action. Never lose sight of that it's a fact now. That it is inevitable that you make mistakes, and that's what makes you a man. That's what makes you above the animal. Gives you individual freedom of action. You're free to make your own mistakes. It's part of life. That's not negative preaching. It is the truth. Is there anybody in here that's never ever made a mistake? Anybody? Anybody on the radio that's never, ever, ever made a mistake? See, you're not threatened if you can realize that it's your individual freedom to make that mistake and don't get all hung up on it. You kids, did you make a mistake this week? You can think of a couple, can't you? You called your mother up and she says, well, why did you do that? Well, I made a mistake. Huh? We all make them, don't we? And so God did not create us to be robots. You're all individuals and you will make mistakes. You listening on the radio or this tape, wherever it may go. You'll have to face up to that. See, if we were, it would degrade us to the lower animals and plants. You're not robots. You're open and you're vulnerable to mistakes. It is your privilege to make your own mistakes. Make no mistake about that. How many know, when you make a mistake, it's your own mistake anyway? The mistakes you made this week, are they my mistakes or my the ones I made? Are your mistakes? No, they're individuals. And I think that's where we've gone off in the self-righteous, legalistic preaching, is that I'm a person standing here, maybe someone you hear on the radio or whatever, that never makes mistakes and are always readily pointing out everybody else's. Well, an oyster never makes a mistake because it doesn't have any brain. It just lays in there and allows itself to happen. See, we are human and we forsake our instincts sometimes. Are you hearing this? Let's be glad of the dignity of our privilege to make mistakes. It's your privilege. How would you like it if we took away your privilege to make mistakes? You can never make a mistake again, Marty. Never. Or you will go to the guillotine. We'll chop your head completely off, sever it from your bod. And if you make one more mistake, out of the church you go. New kids. One more mistake and you're all going to be kicked out of the house. Go live in a tent someplace. Isn't that great that you can make a mistake? Well then, do you think that everybody should point out your mistakes all the time? You made a mistake, and 10 years from now, this Ginsburg deal that's going on right now and with Congress and so on like that, everybody pointing out this mistake and that mistake, and going back 15, 20, 30 years. Well, I'll think about that. You're going to make more mistakes, but it's your privilege to make them. Now, I'm not telling you to go make them on purpose, but it's your privilege. No one can make a mistake like you can, and the mother says, that's for sure. So why is everybody so hard on each other? They all make mistakes. Yeah, I said, let us be glad of the dignity of our privilege to make mistakes. Glad of the wisdom that enabled us to recognize them. Glad of the power that permits us to turn their light as a glowing, illuminating illumination along the pathway of our future. We learn through those mistakes. A light bulb goes on. We say, oh my God, now I see. Because you see, mistakes are the growing pains of wisdom. You don't make any mistakes, you're an awful dummy. They are the assessments we pay on our stock of experience. You get assessed for them. You pay for them. But you learn through them. And then you own them. They are the oh how dumbs and now I know betters of life. Now why did that was so dumb, but now you know better. Does your mother ever say to you, are you hearing this? Are you hearing it? What a dumb thing. I thought you were smarter than that. And what did you say? Well, I only made a mistake. Did you forgive them? Sure, you have to, because they're going to make another one. You can't get hung up on one mistake. Are you hearing it at all? They are our misjudgments. Oh, there's a lot of times people misjudge things, don't they? They are the wrong persuasions. Now, maybe you listening on the radio, you're going with some boyfriend, he's taking advantage of you, but you're going to learn by that. You won't make the same mistake again, let me tell you. They are the wrong persuasions, the miscalculations, the knots and the tangles and the dropped stitches in the sewing together of our lives. They are our misdeals in judgments, mistakes, our unwise investments in morals. The profit and lost account of wisdom. No, you say, don't say this or you'll be encouraging people to take paths into darkness. I don't have to encourage them. They'll do that anyway. That's just the way it is, folks. I don't have to encourage anybody to do wrong. They'll make their own mistakes. And we all do. Well, how do you know this? Because it happens to each and every one of us. Well, we've all read that sign, wet paint. What's the first thing you do? Go put your finger on it to make sure that the sign is correct. What if they put on that sign, put your finger on this thing, and you will be shot? Do you think you'd still do it? Of course. Who believes signs? That would be a terrible error, but you'd make it. You'd be tempted to, and you'd put your finger on it, and you'd be shot. See, it's called human fallibility, weaknesses, pettiness, and folly. And, of course, sins are all mistakes. Why not, I was thinking the other day, accept them as mortgages of error to be redeemed by wiser living? Learn from it. When you suffer, you're going to learn. Now these hyper-faith people are going off, and there's a brand new breed that kind of picked up, like it's a brand new revelation, and it's a whole brand new group. I heard it on TV, and it's a whole unknown group that's coming up and picking that all up now, like it's a brand new revelation. See, because they can't learn off of someone else's error. We've got to go through the whole thing themselves. Well, anyway, don't give up with a mistake. Do you give up when you make a mistake at school when you're adding and you add up and two is five? Huh? Where five and five is nine and the teacher says you made a mistake? Then you have to stay after school and you have to go these little cards. 6 and 4 and 4 and 6 and 7 and 3 and 3 and 7 and 5 and 5 until it adds up to, you know what 10 is. Don't give up with a mistake. I mean, even a great mistake is only an episode. It's not your whole life. People are making mistakes in the stock market and they're shooting their brokers and jumping out of windows and having their last drink and then opening up the window on the 50th floor of some building and saying, bon voyage, and out they go because they made a mistake. Yeah, it's only one episode. It's not the whole picture of your life. Now, every puppy who ever stopped to drink at Sylvester the cat, the 9-year-old cat's milk bowl, found out this was not the thing to do. And every toddler has learned not to step off a top step, but sort of back up on it and go down one at a time. How did he learn? By going all the way, head over heels, Jack and Jilling, all the way to the bottom. And, you know, no matter how many times you tell Junior no, he still must stick his hand in the hot coffee. Run his tricycle off a curb out into the traffic. Pull Sylvester's tail and pound a friend in his head. Maybe marmalade and peanut butter Grandma's Davenport. Or scratch on a piano. Now stay away from that piano. This piano costs a lot of money. And something in that little person, you just got to make a mark on that piano. Why did he do it? He made a mistake. He found it out. He had a few marks on his bottom when he got done. Tie your shoes, and we never listen to mother, and we trip over our shoes. Run into the kitchen table with our head. You have your little ones, they're running around. You say, now look out for that table, punk. Huh? They're right, Marty? They made a mistake. Next time, just before they hit their head, they kind of look at the table, huh? Did you ever cut your own hair when you were a kid? How many have cut their own hair when they were a kid? I did one time when I was 20 or 21 years old. I just got 20 years old. I just got out of the service. And a buddy of mine says, I can cut hair. And he gave me one of these things that looked like a pie tin. You know what I mean? It just didn't use a bowl. It used like a pie tin. So I was going to fix it. Learn to appreciate the barber. See, life, I believe, is simply time given to man to learn how to live. And time is running out, isn't it? And so mistakes are always part of learning, but as we grow, we should learn. It's Proverbs 1 and 5, a wise man will hear an increase in learning. In Proverbs 9, 7 through 9, he who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, and he who reproves the wicked man gets insults for himself. And it goes on, do not reprove a scoffer lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man and he will love you. And it goes on, give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Well, he's learned to listen. And it goes on, teach a righteous man and he will increase in his learning. And 2 Timothy 3 and 7 says, some are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3 and 16, all scripture, it says, is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof and correction, for training in righteousness. But you see, we can learn and we do learn by our mistakes. Now this summer I was out there and I had a 300-pound desk and it fell over and split my toe open. Broke my toe. I learned. Now every time there's something real heavy coming my way, I pull my feet back. I make sure I got a real firm grip on things. And I tell other people, get your foot out of the way. Last week we had a friend of ours here and he had a skid, must have had like a half a ton on it. All of a sudden I looked down there and this whole thing, he let the thing down and went right on his foot. I don't know if it hurt him. It was a mistake. I don't know if it hurt him or not. Maybe he was too proud. Probably went home and used it as a scraper for getting gum off the floor. I'll tell you, when that thing dropped on my toe, I wasn't too proud. I ran around the building for four times, screaming and yelling like everything. It got as big as a sausage. The thing split open. I learned. And I'm trying to tell people, get your foot out of the way. Oh, too late. Don't we try to tell our kids, don't do this and don't do that? But they have to make their own mistakes, don't they? Why, it's the clear as the nose on your face. Can't you see what you're getting into? Look at this blob. Look at these friends you have. Does your parents talk to you like that? Well, they're my friends. I love my friends. Somebody's got to love them. No one else does. Look at it that way. Are you hearing this? We learn by our mistakes. See, the real dignity of life consists, I believe, in cultivating a fine attitude towards our own mistakes and those of others. Don't get an attitude, but cultivate a fine attitude and put yourself in that person's position and say, oh man, wouldn't that be a hellish situation to be in? Praise God that I'm not in that position. And cultivate some kind of love. But you know, some allow frustration and screaming and disgust and, oh, you're dumb, to be their attitudes towards mistakers. And some allow a mistake to ruin their whole day. Wrong turn. A lost dime. I seen a guy lose his dime. Was his last dime. He put it, was a dime. What is it now? 50 cents? I don't know. 25? Put his dime in the phone. And it was his last dime. It ruined his whole day. I thought he was going to tear the phone right off of the wall. Someone who's 5 minutes late. Does that ruin your day? Well, what time is it? It's supposed to be here at 7 o'clock. It's 5 after. And you're mad the whole day because the person came five. You know, low tolerance people are poor learners. But yet, you know, they can be examples not to follow, so they're of some good. They actually help us. You see somebody and they're just having a total fit over some nonsense, and you look at that and you see yourself and you say, man, I'm not going to act like that. Look at all these people looking at this guy. He's probably so mad he can't even see, so he doesn't see all these people watching his insane attitude. And so you can learn from them too. See, man becomes great through not ever making a mistake, but by profiting by those he does make. I think a lot, in fact, most inventions, as far as I can understand, and I like to read on inventions and things like that, come from someone else's mistakes. Look at the automobile. Some guy had the idea, well, man, wouldn't it be nice if we wouldn't have to hook this horse up and feed it and clean the barn out and comb it and all of this and put the harness, the bridle on and get the wagon hooked up. Oh, man. Wouldn't it be nice if we just had a horseless carriage? Somebody got that idea. And maybe the first man that had that idea went to his grave with greasy hands and ruined clothes and broken-hearted went to his grave with all those mistakes. But then others come along and took advantage of his mistakes. See, you can take advantage of other people's mistakes. Or the airplane. You ever see that? They have it on TV every once in a while. It shows people trying to fly with wings, and then the guy had a bicycle, and he was pedaling it like everything, and there was a propeller in the back, and it went off the cliff, and the wings fell off, and he crashed. Huh? Those were all mistakes. The junkyards are full of mistakes until someone comes along and welds together all of these mistakes and all of those wrong plans and makes it run or makes it fly or causes it to be some kind of a cure or crazy glue. Did you ever wonder where that word came? Somebody probably went crazy trying to invent crazy glue. Probably ended up with a hand stuck to his head and one to his knee and went crazy. Better follow the instructions or go crazy. You ever putz with that stuff? Janine was going to fix my glasses, and I gave her some of this crazy glue, and I said, now be careful of that stuff. She put it on, her hands were stuck to the glasses, the melted the plastic on the lens, and oh, God, wasn't that crazy? Thanks a lot. Look at the first bicycle. 10 feet high and a seat way up there. Wouldn't that drive you nuts to see your kids ride one of those things around in traffic? Now, Junior, be careful out there in traffic. And here's a kid 10 feet up in the air on two little skinny tires pedaling along. Huh? Better not make a mistake. Right? Did you ever make a mistake on your bicycle? Did you ever be riding on the back like your mother told you not to do, and you're riding on the seat or on the handlebars, and you get your toe stuck in the spokes? Made a mistake, didn't you? You won't make the same one again because you don't have no toes left. I mean, just about everything you can look at is a modified mistake. Somebody made these seats and it probably started out with a mistake. And it kept modifying it until it came to something. Some people even call their kids mistakes. Boy, you're a mistake. Well, that's just one, folks, you're going to have to live with. Yeah, there's parents that just think, this kid has got to be a mistake. God would never wish this punishment on anybody. Well, I'm sure some of you, all of you, have thought about somebody like that. Oh, huh. God sure made a mistake when that guy was born. Make no mistake. God makes no mistakes. There's a purpose in everybody's life. God does never, never, ever make mistakes. The Bible says, but God can turn all our mistakes to good, even if a few die in the process. See, we all learn from these mistakes by not continuing to make the same one. By getting, I'm saying, from the mistake, the honey of a new, regenerating inspiration. You get inspired for making that mistake. Well, now how can I make this thing work? With no, let's say, irritating sting of morbid regret. Well, let's see, I'm going to make this thing work if it kills me. It's really the mother of invention. It's about every medicine that ever was. It came about, somebody made a mistake when they find the cures for things. Somebody's in there, and it could be the dumbest one in the class. And let's see a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Boy, that's sure boiling up. Huh? And they spill some on the floor, and it cleans the floor. So he's got a brand new floor cleaner. He's looking for something entirely different. Well, how did this come about? The guy says, well, it took years and years of trying this and that. Well, no, actually, it was just a mistake. Most of the products that you see on the shelves were mistakes. It got worked out, modified, and put in packages. Some of them are still mistakes. No, you see, by building a better today from a poor yesterday, by then getting up with renewed strength, a finer purpose, let's call it a fresh courage every time you fail. Say, well, I'll just keep right on until the thing works. It's going to work.
There you have it. That was episode 315. That was part one of Mistakes. Be sure to join us on Sunday for the conclusion. Have a beautiful weekend. God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. Gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. You may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk. Might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
Indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
Terry. Or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby. Or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray. You may call me anything. No matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.